This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers have reached a deal for a new coronavirus relief package. The Republicans' Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Sunday an agreement had been reached by congressional leaders on both sides. The relief bill is worth roughly $900 billion, according to McConnell. Lawmakers made significant progress after late Saturday negotiations. There was one major hurdle over Federal Reserve Pandemic Lending Authority. The package would be the second largest economic stimulus in U.S. history, following a $2.3 trillion aid bill passed in March. The package would give $600 direct payments to individuals, boost unemployment payments by $300 per week, and provide aid to small businesses. A mutant strain of the coronavirus is forcing more countries to shut down air travel from the United Kingdom. Bulgaria will close its air, sea, and land borders to travelers coming from the UK from midnight until end of January, that according to the health ministry on Sunday. State news agency IRNA reports Iran has also suspended flights for 2 weeks. Another country, Turkey, temporarily suspended flights from Britain, according to the health minister, as well as from the Netherlands, Denmark, and South Africa over a new strain of coronavirus. Ireland, Italy, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands banned flights from Britain earlier on Sunday. Kuwait and Israel also followed suit. British scientists have been scrambling to work out whether the mutant strain may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a virtual lockdown for London and southeast of England, with people urged to stay home. This is VOA News.